and sharing Yom Tov Shabbos. The Gemara says actually in Kol Kisvei, Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that the Vilna Gaon was very makpid on melugma, the Matzoi Shabbos, having something hot. Chamin Matzoi Shabbos is a melugma. It seems to be a poultice for the soul. And where makpid generally, the Gaon also was makpid to have to eat bread on Matzoi Shabbos. Pat Matzoi Shabbos also is a melugma. So I think Divrei Torah is always a melugma. So Baruch Hashem, I appreciate the fact that in your kindness and your benefaction, you're willing to listen to Divrei Torah. I want to explore this evening a topic which is very complicated. And the more I looked into it, the more I realized how complex it is. So I will just attempt to probably present some of the problematica relating to this topic and try my best to clarify it, at least clarify the questions that I have, which are many, as opposed to necessarily coming to definitive conclusions. And you'll see that this issue really needs a lot more careful Ian, which I'm sure, Mirz Hashem, you'll all attempt to do at the proper time. I'm starting with the last daf of the Mar Mikomos, and we're talking first about the din of Shvisas Behema on Shabbos, that animals have to rest on Shabbos. The Torah presents this on the bottom of what I titled page number 7, a parsha in Yisro in the Aseret HaDibros. But there are two parshas, one in Yisro and one in Mishpatim. Both are found on page number 7. Maybe we'll start with the one in Mishpatim first, that the Torah presents the idea of Shemitah in Perach of Gimel Pasuk Yid Aleph. Vashvi is Tishmetenu in the Tashto. V'ochlu el yomei amecha, v'yisrom tochal chayas ha-sodeh, kein ta'aseh l'chan v'chal v'zeh secha. Following that, in Pasuk Yud Bet, the Torah then says, Sheshes yomim ta'aseh ma'asecha, u'vayom ha-shvi'i tishbos. The Torah seems to present us upon the heels of Shemitah, and this Pasuk, as you probably are aware, the Gemara has a discussion in Chazal already, whether this Pasuk is referring to Shemitah, it follows upon the heels of the pasuk that talks about Shemitah, or it's talking about Shabbos. We're now focusing on the position that maintains that this pasuk is speaking about Shabbos. Sheishes yomim ta'aseh ma'asecha, v'ayom ha-shvi'i tishbos. On the seventh day, there's an obligation to rest. And then the Torah adds, l'man yonuach shoricho v'chamorecho, v'yinafesh ben amosecho v'hager. This last phrase, this last segment, is fascinating. We have to understand what is the connection between this last phrase and the previous segment, namely, Ubayom Mashri Tishmos, is that one segment? Or is the Torah providing now a kind of postscript to that original statement, Leman Yonuach? That this Leman Yonuach is somehow connected to Ubayom Mashri Tishmos, or is it an independent kind of statement? But the Torah speaks about, number one, the din of Shvisa by Yom HaShvi, and number two, l'man yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha, that your animals also have an obligation to have some sort of menucha on Shabbos. So that's one set of psukim in Mishpatim, and the other set of psukim is well known to us, probably more well known, the one that's found in Aseret HaDibros, where the Torah tells us, sheish kesh yomim tavod v'yosisa kol malachtecha. And Biyom Hashvi Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. You can see the parallel between the two sets of psukim, the one of Mishpatim, that speaks first about 6 days and then Shabbos, a din of Shvisa. And here also, Sheish Shemim Tavo V'yasisa Kol Malachtecha, Biyom Hashvi Shabbos Hashem Elokecha, Lo Tzaseh Chol Melacha. Now the Torah here tells you the Iser Melacha on Shabbos, and then it delineates the individuals that are involved in that Iser Melacha. Ata, you, Uvincha uvitecha, your son, your daughter, avdecha va'amosecha, your eved, your omam, uvehemtecha, and your animal. And similar to the earlier pasuk of Mishpatim that end with v'inafesh ben amosecha v'hager, here the Torah also says v'gerecha asher v'sharecha. So the question is going to be, what is the distinction between these two psukim? And we'll start actually with the one of Mishpatim that we began with, And the Rambam actually quotes this on page number one of your Ma'amar Kamos that I entitled number one in Mitzvah Sasei Kufnin Dalet. The Rambam writes, He Shetivon, Shenishbos B'Shabbos, V'hu Amor Yisbarach V'vayom Ashvi Tishbos. The Rambam quotes that pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, V'nei Nechval Mitzvah Zu, this mitzvah is repeated, Pamayim, U'biyavanu She'ashvisa Hichobo Aleinu, this obligation to rest is a obligation that devolves upon us, V'al Behemtenu V'abadenu. It devolves upon our animals and our servants as well. And Chazal, the Gemara, describes this mitzvah in a number of different places. So the Rambam here has indicated that under this, under the rubric of this pasuk, we also have an obligation, not only that we should be shoveis on Shabbos, but also that includes our animals and our avodim as well. The Rambam in Perachof of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. So now the Rambam formulates this halacha in Mishnah Torah. He writes in Halacha Aleph and Beis, we're going to read, Also lehotzi maso ala behima b'Shabbos. You're not supposed to use an animal as a means of transport to carry out some burden. The animal is going to carry the burden for you. Shenemar, the Rambam quotes this pasuk that we just mentioned in Mishpatim, Leman yanuach shorcha b'chamorecha. Then the Rambam adds v'chol b'amtecha. This is presents right away a difficulty. The Rambam has combined seemingly two psukim from two different places. I'm not going to address this right now, but I'm just pointing this out to you. The Rambam begins with Leman yanuach shorcha b'chamorecha, the pasuk in Mishpatim, that seems to be the obligation to rest, to be shoveis by Yom HaShvi. And then the Rambam quotes the Chol Be'emtecha, which seems to be taken from a different pasuk. And it's not even the pasuk that's found that we read in Yisro that reads, Avdecha Ba'amasecha U'Be'emtecha. There's another pasuk. Question, why the Rambam spliced together two pasukim? I'm not going to go into the entire issue. This issue has to be examined carefully in general in the Rambams when he cites Sukkim and sometimes doesn't cite them with the precision that one would expect from the giant that the Rambam was. But obviously the Rambam has something in mind here. I'm just mentioning it. Because the Rambam goes on to say, Echot shor v'chamor v'echot kol behema chayelo, that this applies to all animals. V'imhotzi ala behema, the Rambam says a person uses an animal as a means of transport to carry out some burden, even though he's obligated on Shvisasa Behema, and Aloka, one is not going to receive Malkus for this violation. This is considered to be what's known as Lav Haba Michal Asay, some call it an Isra Asay. That means that the Torah formulated the Isra not in negative terms the way Lav Dima formulated, but rather the Torah formulated it in positive terminology. The Torah says, as we read before, Uvayam Ashri Tishmos, and then it provides some sort of reasoning. So since the Torah used language of Asay, and the Isur emanates from that positive formulation, we have many examples of that. Just to give you one or two simple examples, the Torah says, Kol Tzipor Tahora Tochelu, in Parshas Re'eh. There's no mitzvah, and some actually contend there may be a mitzvah to somehow have chicken soup on Friday night. Based on this pasuk, the pasuk doesn't talk about Shabbos per se. But called Sibur Tahara Tochelu, that seems to me that there's an obligation for one to eat chicken. There is no such obligation, but as Ramban and many Rishonim point out in Sefer Mitzvos, there's an Isur Asay not to eat non-kosher fowl. That's what the Torah is saying. Or another example, the Torah says, Lamnochri Sashich, Lochich Lo Sashich, is there an obligation every time one gives a halva to a goy that one is obligated to take ribis. Machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban, but the Torah formulated in terms of lanochri sashich ulochicha lo sashich. We know there's an iser of taking ribis from a Yisrael, another Jew. So it could be the Torah is formulating here as well, lanochri sashich, but there's an iser asay to take ribis from a Jew. So that's what Rambam is formulating over here, namely, the Isra comes b'chlal aseh. L'fikach, the Rambam then ends by saying, Hamechamer achar behemto b'Shabbos. This is now the issa called mechamer. We'll talk about that's exactly what the intent of this year is, to try to explore aspects of shisas behema and aspects of mechamer. So someone who violates mechamer on Shabbos, v'hoyoleh masui potui, the Rambam says that person is potter. Mechamer, generally, I'll just define it generally right now, working with an animal on Shabbos. I'm not discussing specifically what malacha, it could be any malacha offhand, but the Rambam here is talking about hotzah. The Rambam speaks about where a person goes ahead and uses an animal as a means of transport. And the Rambam says, you're potter. And again, as he pointed out, that you don't get malchus because the Torah formulated in a positive kind of way. The Rambam goes on to ask the following question. How could this be? The Rambam says there's a clear, explicit, negative prohibition. Namely, the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Aseret HaDibros in Yisro, in the lower right-hand corner of page 7. Shenema lo sasek malacha, ato vincho vitecho ve'altecho, v'amoscho ve'entecho. So the Rambam interprets that pasuk in the following way. Shelo yachrosh ba v'chayotze v'chabisha. Rambam interprets that pasuk, the law in the Torah, lo sasek malacha, is referring to working with an animal, using the animal for purposes of plowing. And the Rambam says that, of course, chavisha is one of the lama test malachas mentioned by Mishnah and Gimel in Shabbos. Person who does chavisha violates an isur min haTorah. The Gemara defines chavisha as ripui ara. They're trying to soften the ground and pave the way for planting a seed. So that's a isur daraisa. So the Rambam says, v'nimtza lav shenita lazar mizabezin ve'lokin alav. This lav lends itself to a chi of nisa. If a person, chas v'shalom, is choresh on Shabbos, and because this lav lends itself to a chi of nisa, we know that all the lavim have to be domed to the lav of osachsum shabbadisho. That's the model, the paradigmatic example of lav in the Gemara Makis. And anything that's not within the framework of that lav, you're not going to receive malchus. Lav sheba maisa, lav sheba chlolos. So the Rambam says, no malchus will be given for this law. So one issue that we want to raise at the very beginning is that the Rambam quoted in the Mitzvah Seh, in the upper part of page 1, the pasuk of Bayom Ashri Tishvos. And yet here the Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah itself, in Perichof, Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam actually understands that Mechamer, Memchet Memresh, which comes from the word use of a chamor for different types of malacha. So the Rambam says that the chamer apparently is based on what the Rambam says. He quotes the pasuk in Aseret HaDibros, namely, Mosasik HaMalacha, Ato Vincha Vitecha, V'Yadacha V'Amoscho V'Emtecha, and not the pasuk that's found in Mishpatim of Tishbos. So this presents somewhat of an issue. While the Rambam in one place quotes one pasuk, and in the second place quotes a different pasuk. But in general, the question that was already raised by many, why the Rambam did not count in his Golat HaKoteret. The Rambam has the beginning of every set of halachas. He tells you what the mitzvahs say are, what the mitzvahs losas say, and the Rambam should have counted the din of shvisas behema as a mitzvah say, offhand. The Rambam does not do so. He does not count it. If one takes a look now, and these are the Da'afei Hayomi that recently, in the last number of weeks, were studied in the Perek Bameh Behengma, and I'm trying to dovetail with the Da'afei Hayomi. A number of days ago, the Da'afei Hayomi began Kol Gadol, but I'm still going back to the earlier Da'afim of Bameh Behengma. So you'll take a look again on page number 1, in the middle of the page. The Mishnah writes in Perek Bameh Behema, Dachnunal from the Beis, the Mishnah comments, Bameh Behema Yotza, Bameh Ne Yotza. Just as we have a Perek that begins, Bameh Isha, what are we allowed to carry on Shabbos? Now the question is, what about an animal in terms of its ability to carry things and the like? So right away, Rashi comments, the Rashi is right here, Fisha'odah Mitzuvah al Shvisas Behemto B'Shabbos, there's an obligation of Shvisas Behema that we are Mechuyavim. And Rashi goes on to explain what the requisite requirements are. Taisus, in the right-hand column, says, the other muzar al-shvisas behemto, the chsiv, L'man Yanuach, he calls the Tzukim in Parshas Mishpatim. So there's a very fascinating comment of Rabbi Kivegan. And this I xeroxed from a sefer which collects Rabbi Kiva Eger's and then has commentary on the Rabbi Kiva Eger from a number of Gedolei Achronim. Rabbi Kiva Eger raises the following question. You should take a look at the lower right-hand corner, page number one. Quotes the Bar Tanura, Bamed Yotzam, Al Shvisat Be'emto, the Sivuman Yanuach. And then he writes, Umi Ulo, the Lo Sase, Melocha Ato Be'emtecho, Leko Ela B'mechame Acha Be'emto. He quotes from the Tesis, what I just read. Vanim is topic. He has the following topic. In Noshim Mitzubin Al Shvisat Be'emto. What about a woman? Is she also obligated, if she was enjoined from this Issa of Shvisat Be'emto? The Rambam indicated that this is what he called an Isra Asay, or an Isra Sheba Michlal Asay. So what about a woman? So the Rabbi Kivega says, Yesh Loma, Davi Mitzah Asay Shazman Groma, the Noshim Turas. Women will be Potter, Shrensfisas Behema. Why? After Chayamas Bekidish Hayom, the Hekeshah Zohar B'Shomer, the Gemara says that Kol Sheyeshna B'Shomer, Yeshna B'Zohar, women who are obligated in all the Isurim of Shabbos are also obligated in the positives of Shabbos. So why should this be any different? Says Rabbi Kivega, the Dafka B'Kiddush, the Ayin Maschira, that we're talking about specifically Kiddush, that relates to Zechira, Zachas, and Shabbos, and Katshu, that's the Mokka for Kiddush. Al Mishad, Mitzaseh, Yeshloma, the Turos. It may very well be that with reference to other Mitzaseh, women are Potter. A very striking Kiddush, Rabbi Kivega. Kol sheyeshna b'shama, yeshna b'zachar, dafka, that which is included in zachar, and not anything beyond that. And then he quotes the Ran, which is found on the left-hand column here, and he quotes it himself. The Ran in Kol Kisvei quotes up in the Tam that women are obligated in three meals on Shabbos. They're also obligated in Lecha Mishneh. What's the basis of that statement up in the Tam? The same basis that the famous halacha of Rabbi Shua ben Levi a number of times in Shas. Nashu chayavos v'ner Chanukah, Shavein hoye b'sanes, nashim chayavim b'dalek kaitzes, shavein hoye b'sanes, nashim chayavim b'kriyasa megillah, shavein hoye b'sanes. So he writes, Rabbi Natan, nashim achayev b'lecha mishnah, shavein hoye b'sanes. What nes? The nes of man, says the Ran. And the Ran goes on to say, and Rabbi Kivega actually quotes this Ran, that v'ein tzorech, there's no need for this statement of Rabbi Natan. There's no distinction between men and women regarding any aspect of Shabbos. Kidi alpinam nizvacha v'shama. Yeshna v'shmira, yeshna v'shira, u'v'chlau zeh ha'vikol chiyuv v'shabbos. So the Ran says explicitly that it's not limited to inyanim of shira, but it expands and extends to any aspect of Shabbos. Women are certainly obligated in it. So Kivega quotes that Ran, and therefore the subject is sort of resolved. And then, if you look at the bottom, at the bottom of Tosaf Kivega, the Melashon HaGemara, he wants to bring a pretty explicit text that's found actually in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos has a famous, in the Mishnah actually, at the end of the Mishnah, which is found here also, on page number two, in the upper left-hand corner, you can see the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah writes and it talks about, again, what items an animal can walk out with and not walk out with without going into those details. And it mentions at the end of the Mishnah, I underlined it. And then the Mishnah tells us, that the parah of Avos Azaria went out with some sort of a decorative type of Ritzuah, and Rashi comments already, the Matzuyula. This is a kind of an item that is considered to be a violation of Otsah because it's a masu, it's a burden, something that the animal is carrying, and therefore they do not approve of this particular item. So right away the Gemara comments that did he have one para? He had many, many para, the Gemara says, and the Gemara finally says directly below, the para really belonged to a woman. And because he did not protest, so somehow the Mishnah is crediting him with this avera, or with this violation of something that was done.
So what do you think? That was the topic of last year, right? Tofafa.
Yes, right. I actually referred to this Gemara 2 weeks ago, Elchanami. But here, just the context is a different one. Namely, you see that a woman is also mitzvah, and she says behemoth. That obviously, she's obviously involved in this. It's also Yerushalmi and the like. Anyway, it would seem that to resolve this question, it seems to be pretty clear that women also are chayiv in shvi'is behemah. Just in terms of that, of the kiveger, you can actually see in front of you on page number 2, in the upper right-hand corner, there are two different quotations, citations, one taken from the Prima Godin, and one taken from the Tevas Gomer, also said be written by the Prima Godin, that he also is omitted on this topic. And I'll just read a bit of the Prima Godin. And then he's going to refer to a Magna Mishnah that I'll get to later on, and also to Rashi Mishpatim that hopefully I'll discuss again a bit later. So, again, the idea that Shvisa is an Asay, and the question is whether that's completely the end of the story. And again, the Prima Godim, the second Prima Godim, the Tevas Gomer, has a suffix where the woman is Mechuyev and Shvisa Vehema, what we just discussed now. And here he presents it in the following light. It could be when we say that women are part of mitzvah asei shazman groma, maybe that only refers to the fact that there's no obligation that devolves upon them to put on tefillin and shofar. They can be b'sheva al tatzeh, and all those are considered to be just not being mekayim certain mitzvahs. But to be over b'kum asei, that they would not be able to do is an afkamina. I'm not so concerned about that right now. But the issue that was raised, as I said, is an important issue. And it would seem, l'chora, and I heard this is said a number of times from Maran Haras Soloveitchi Zatzal, and I think it's Beferish, as he indicated as well, in the Ramban al Torah. There is a Ramban al Torah, a famous Ramban, on the Pasuk of, where the Torah describes Zochos and Roshavos Akacho. That Ramban has many, many chidushim, a wealth of chidushim in that Ramban. You take a look at the Ramban that's directly on page 2 over here, directly below the Prima Godin. So he's talking about the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos and not forgetting it, and Shabbos should be singled out. Shabbos is, of course, very unique and distinctive because it testifies to the emunah that we have in the Borei Olam and the obligation to sanctify the Shabbos. And then he writes in the middle, V'atam shetehe ha-shvisa ve'inenu babushu yom kadosh, essentially, Shabbos should be devoted to Kedusha. We should be able to somehow sever our connection, our ties to the material world, to the world of Gashmiut. The focus should be on Oneg, on spiritual matters, on Ruchniyistic matters. But the Navi said to listen to Divrei Torah, Shayadarkam came. The Kachamu Chazal, the Chalad of the Chodesh Shabbos, boy of the Mesel. And then Rav Soloveitchi noted the following line in the Ramban. V'zeh tam shvitza sebehema, shelo tehei b'libeinu machshava aleha. A very singular statement on the part of the Ramban. Namely, Ramban suggests that the Yisod Hadin of Shvisas Behema is founded upon the fact that the owner should completely divest himself of any connection to the secular world on Shabbos, as he mentioned earlier, and to Gashmias. And therefore, going back to that passage that we began with, Ubayom HaShvi Tishmos, that refers to the Gabra, to all of us individually, and as a result, as a consequence, Leman Yanu Ashorcha v'Chamarecha v'Inafik ben Avoscha v'Ager. That second statement of the Torah is a subsidiary of Uvayam Ashvi Tishbos. part of Vayom Ashrei Tishba demands that all of us sever any connection we have with all types of gashmi, material matters that concern our panasa and the like. And included in that is this Leman Yanuach Shoch of a Chavarecha is not a separate line item, but rather Shvitas Behem is subsumed under the beginning of the Pasuk, Uvayom Ashri Tishbos. And that's how the Ramban seems to understand this. And essentially, when the Rambam, going back to the Rambam that we mentioned earlier, when the Rambam actually referred to in Perachot of the Shabbos, the Rambam quotes Leman Yanuach Shoch of a Chavarecha, and also the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot that we began with, the first item that we mentioned, there the Rambam seems to say pretty clearly, part of Tishbos, that this shvitza chobo aleinu, the albemteinu, v'abodeinu. Rambam also seems to concur, to acquiesce with this position, that shvitza sabodim, shvitza behema, all are included under our obligation to be Shabbos on Shabbos. So this would explain why is it that women are mechuyev the mitzvah say shvitas behema, because it's included in Tishbos. And women also are obligated in the mitzvah uvayom ashri Tishbos, because most of Yisurim of Shabbos involve also negative elements, lavim, and the meva, a woman is nizar, she's also enjoined to maintain the aseh of Tishbos. And of course, part of that is Shvitas Behema. So this is just by way of introduction to the topic. You know, how do we read that original pasuk? As the Torah telling us two separate things, Uvayom Ashri Tishbos, and then the Torah says another item, L'man Yanuach Shoch of HaChamarecha B'Yinovich Ben Avotzach V'Ager, or do we assume the language of the pasuk also was suggested, the Rambam seems to say in the Sefer HaMitzvot Kufnun Dal explicitly, that L'man Yanuach Shoch of HaChamarecha is subsumed under the rubric, as I said, of Vayom Ashri Tishbos. And this would seem to be borne out by the Ramban here in his commentary on Chumash as well, that this is part of an overall kind of tone that one has to have on Shabbos. And one could perhaps even add to this a famous chazal that Rashi quotes, is found actually on page 7. If you look in the Sukkim in Yisrael, Vayom Ashri Shabbos Hashem Elokech Alosas Dekom Alocha. So Rashi has a comment. Shetobo Shabbos, yei beinecho ki iluko melachtecho asuya, shelo taharer achar melocha. Rashi said, literally, that one has to try one's best to totally divert one's attention from any secular involvement that one has in the course of the week. On Shabbos, one has to be completely masiach das. It has to be a complete esek hadas from any of that, from any weekly involvement, for many Gashmi matters, and that would seem to be the intent of Rashi as well, similar to the Ramban, and therefore, that's a very significant aspect of what we are talking about. I'm now going to move over a little bit, and then I'm going to come back to this issue. We haven't completely done justice to it by any means. And so now I'm going to go over to the Gemara, which is found here on page number 2, the Gemara that deals with the issue of what's called Mechamer. Let's just read a little bit of the Mishnah and the Gemara, just to get a general introduction to this topic. The Mishnah in Shabbos on Kuf Nun Gimel, it's on page number 2, directly below the Gemara that we spoke about earlier with the Parah of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Mishnah says, Mishe Echshech Baderech, person is in a difficult situation. He's carrying something on Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos Mimashmeshet Uba is about to come upon him, he doesn't know what to do. So the Mishnah gives you a number of options. No thing, kiso the nachri, if you have a wallet of money, you can give it to a non-Jew, to a goy. Im eini mo nachri, manich al hachamor, if you don't have a goy, you put it on a chamor. It's not clear whose chamor this is. Is it your chamor, someone else's chamor? The Mishnah does not really tell you the specifics of that. The Gemara right away comments, I underlined it, eini mo nachri, taimor de eini mo nachri. Apparently, that seems to be the ideal option, to give it to a goy. But if there is no goy, so then you have to give it to a chamor. Better to give it to a goy. My timer, chamor atam b'tzuma al shri soso. There's a din of shri sas behema. And therefore, giving it to a chamor is less preferable because you're in violation of this iser ashrisas behema. Nochri after metuva is also
found a behema that's a hefker. Would that be any better? Because it's not your behema.
Perhaps it might be. I'll discuss that hopefully in a little while because it's not clear from the Mishnah what chamor we're talking about. As I said, chamor shelo or chamor shel mishu acher. But the Gemara says, of course, a goy, there's no din of shvisa with reference to a goy, because the Gemara says, Adrabah, goy sheshav aschayim nisa, a goy does not observe Shabbos at all. And the Gemara then says, if I have, what about a chamor, a chereshed v'kodin, I have those options, a chamor monochle, the chereshed v'kodin, lo yoyle, my time, honey, odom, my love, odom. Obviously, a chamor is not a ben odom, so it's preferable to give it to a chamor and then give it to a chereshed v'kodin, even though they may not be bnei das, but they are human beings, and therefore they are less preferable than giving it to a chamor. The Gemara continues, and we're skipping a little bit to the bottom of the page to kufnun gimel on the days. Omar, the Gemara comments here. I'm not going to go through the details of this. I just want to give a general background so we can deal with the issue a bit more intelligently. Omar, ein imo nochri manich ala chamor. There's no goy, so then I put in a chamor. Ask the Gemara about lo mechamer. There's a problem. How can I go ahead and give it to a goy and in effect have the goy transport the item? So if there's no goy, then I give it to a chamor. How can I do that? Even apart from the issue of shvisas behema, there's a problem of mechamer, working with an animal on Shabbos. Again, I explained to you earlier, the word mechamer comes from chet mem resh, which is milashon chamor. You know that the donkey driver is called a chamor with a kamatz, chet membresh, and this is mechamer, and the animal is chamor. Ba'alo mechamer, the Gemara says that you're involved with working with the donkey on Shabbos. Rachman amar lo tasik kamalacha. You're in violation of a lav. That's their tzadibros. So the Gemara says, amar avada ba'avam, manicha olek shim alechet. No. When do you put it on the animal? When the animal is in the course of mobility. The animal's mobile, the animal's moving, that's what you'll put on the animal. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, Yeshua, the Gemara said, the lokaima lahashtin mayim lahato glovin, but the animal at one point has to stop in order to take care of its bodily needs. The ika kiri ba'anocha. There's going to be a violation of akiri ba'anocha. So the Gemara says, shima alechet menichu aleha. When it's in the process of transit, that's when you put it on. She omedet, not only mena, and when she's stationary, you'll take it away from it. So why can't I do the same thing with a chaver? Why do I have to have recourse to a chamor, the same kind of potent, the same kind of approach to be taken with a human being? I'm Rav Papa. So now the Rav Papa tells us a klal. Kol shebegufo chayav chatas, if the person himself would be chayav kavin chatas, because he did something, v'shogeg, the chaver of Pata Rav Asa. If I do the same thing with my chaver, so then it goes down one notch. It's a din rabbanon, patar l'asa. Kol shechaver patar l'asa. But if we're talking about doing something with a chaver, that would be an isur rabbanon. B'chamor mutar l'chatzila. With a chamor, it would be permissible to go ahead and engage in this kind of activity. I'm not focused on this gemara. I just wanted to get the background for it, and now I'm going a bit further, also in the underlying section. The gemara continues. Omar roim b'chama. The person who violates this Isur and works with an animal on Shabbos, the Shogeg Chayim Chatos, the Mezid Chayim Skila. My Taima, Omar Rava, the Omar Krov, Osasa Kamalacha, Ato, Pasuk says not to do Malacha, Ato Vincha Vitecha, and also mentions your animal, Behento Dumya Dide, Mahu Beshogeg Chayim Chatos, the Mezid Chayim Skila. The Gemara says, you have an Isur ben Torah. Working with an animal on Shabbos is a violation of a law. Of course, it needs an Ezid with Asura. Without Asura, Yechayim Kores. And Bishogi, Yechayim Kores. And to this, Rabbah responds, say true is Bidavar, Chodah Dixiv, Torah Achas Yiyah Lochem, Olsu Bishkoga, Ba'nefesh HaShetatze B'Yabromo, in order to be in violation of a Zohar, you have to do an action which of course is a mitzvah of avodah zarah. Whatever the specific action is, there are different types of actions that are called avodah zarah. So the Gemara said, by virtue of the analogy, the hekesh, hachinam yadav, mitzvah begufa, you have to do an action. And here there was really no action that was done. The animal is doing the action. It is true it's doing it in concert with you, but it seems the animal is doing the action. We'll see about this momentarily. The Gemara quotes another Mishnah, Tanan and Achal Sashal Bidava Shachayav No Shigas Al Chatos Yazdo No Skiva Nechal De Ika Midi Deichay No Shigas Al Chatos Yazdo No Skiva Umay Mi Ulav De Mechamer. The Gemara thought that Mechamer refers to an area where you're not chayav b'shogi chatos, you're not chayav b'meizit skiva. Much as no, it refers to another area called Chumim, but not the area of Mechamer. Okay, so what we just done is simply presented a kind of overview, and I'm going to go now to some specifics, some details with reference to this matter. We'll first refer to what we just spoke about a few moments ago when the Gemara asked this kasha. The Gemara says here, Omar Mar, Eini Mo Nochri, Manich Al HaChamor. If there's no goy, I can put it on a chamor. Ask the Gemara, Ba'alo Mechamer, but I'm a violation of a lot in the Torah. Lo Sata Ko Malacha. So the Gemara really could have asked the question differently. The Gemara could have asked, what do you mean? There's an obligation of Shvisas Mehema. How can I put it on a chamor? The animal has an obligation to rest on Shabbos. So the answer to that is, as we alluded to a few moments ago, that maybe we're talking about a chamor shel goy. And even though it says over here, Einim on Nochri, you put on a chamor, mashma, if there's a Nochri, it's better to give it to a goy, because the Gemara says that a chamor ata mitzvah al shvisaso, and it could very well be, the Gemara does not mention whether it's your chamor or not your chamor, it could be even chamor shel shalom. But the Gemara says, a Nochri yavei, because obviously with the chamor, one can come to an isu daraisa. If a person is mechamer, you're involved with the chamor in the malacha that's being done, and it could be even the chamor shalom, even though you're not mechamer acharav, but still, because there's an obligation of shvisa sabahim and atorah, so therefore the Gemara says you have to go ahead and do it in a very unusual kind of way, namely meniach olah shi malachet shi omedet no baimena, but not to put it on the animal where there's going to be an akira and a hanocha, and there'll be over an isu daraisa of otzah. But whatever the case is, here we see that the Gemara does not specifically ask this question about shvisas behema. And the Rabban is the one who really, another Rishonim asked this question as well. Why does the Gemara say, Balo Mechameh, what about shvisas behema? So can you read? Either one can come to one or two conclusions. Namely, either shvisas behema is only on my animal, and not if it's the animal of a guy, or as Rabbi Feinberg suggested, we're talking about behemoth hefker. It's very possible. That's what the Gemara is talking about. We don't know. The Gemara is not very clear. But mechamer is also even an animal of a guy. And that's why the Gemara says we have a problem of mechamer. Mashen ken shvisas behema is only also if it's my animal. The Torah says it speaks about behemtecha, your animal. So it could be there's a distinction here between mechamer and shvisas behema, number one. And as I said, the second possibility is that the reason why the Gemara asked the Mechamer, because that's an Issa Lav. Shvisas Behema, we say, according to the Rambam, is only an Issa Asay. And that's why the Gemara asks, V'alo Mechamer. You have a Lav over here. But this is a big Machlokes of Rishonim, which I'm not going to discuss. Namely, does the Issa of Shvisas Behema apply only to my animal, or even to an animal that's not mine? There are many, many chidushim among the Dali Achronim with reference to this particular issue. I'll just mention one that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal many years ago. He quoted a tremendous chidush that found in Achronim in the Perek Bamei Behema, namely, that even though that unquestionably Shvisas Behema is a pasuk in Chumash, is a din d'oraisa. Okay, to Nisra Asay, we just said, according to the Rambam, but Tesis writes in Shabbos of the Bezim and Aleph that Hotzah is called Melacha Grua. And generally, the way that's understood, Melacha Grua, the reason why we need Sukkim, that's the Tesis writes in the Bezim and Aleph in Shabbos, we need Sukkim for everything, for the Avos, for the Toldos of Hotzah. Melacha Grua means that every violation of Melacha and Shabbos, whether it's Choresh or Zoreah, Kotzer, whatever it may be, or Bishol, I'm effecting a change in the Chepetz. As I mentioned earlier, Choresh, Ripuy Ara, absorbing the ground. Bishol, I'm changing the very, let's put it, the molecular composition of the food item. And Kotzer, I'm detaching something from the ground, something that was Mechubar is now Tolush, and Mechubar, Mechubar, Mechubar. However, in Hotzah, what's happened? I just took one object and moved it from one domain to another domain, one locale to another locale. There's no shinoi effect in the chavit itself, and therefore that's what Tosfos called Hotzah Melacha Gua. That's why you refer to the Abinezer and other Achrenim who say this. So it could be that even though regarding all Melacha Shvisas Behemoth is in Daraisa, but Hotzah, which is the Melacha Gua, there's no Issa of Shvisas Behemoth in Daraisa. Maybe when the animal is carrying out a matzah on its back, so to speak, so that Issa is only an Issa of the Abona. So that would be a massive Kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik cited it from Rishonim. He quoted the Ozarua, who has such a position that he mentions. But obviously, many Rishonim assume that that's not the case. Anyway, I mentioned that by way of introduction because we, a few moments ago, spoke about the topic about women. Are women obligated in this issue of Shri Sash Behema? We saw Abikiv Eger, we saw the Ran, and unquestionably, the whole discussion only is about Shri Sash Behema. But regarding Mechamer, there's no question that offhand, women are muzharot. Women are enjoined for not violating the issue of Mechamer. That seems to be a milsa de psika, something that was just pretty straightforward. There's also a lot of discussion among the poskim, and just by way of introduction to the topic I'm going to get to momentarily, which will sharpen the chilukim between the two, between Shri Sash Behema and Mechaber and Mechamer. Namely, is there a din of Shri Sash Behema and Yom Tov? Offhand, you would say, definitely not. The poskim says, Vayom HaShvi Tishmos. The Torah speaks about Shabbos. That's when there's a din of Shri Sash Behema. And the Ramah, in Sima Reish Memhei, Pasim Ramacha, Ein Shvisas Mehema Beyontet. But this is a subject of a lot of diyun among the Doli Aposkim, and the Beis Yosef, and Tav Tzadikei, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Tav Tzadikei. And many Rishonim assume that just like there's no Issa of Shvisas Mehema Beyontet, there's also no Issa of Mechamer on Yomtev. The Issa of Mechamer is also not applicable to Yomtev. And as I said, this is a subject of a lot of discussion. Others want to say no, that even you want to say that Shri Sash Behema is not knowing on Yom Tov because the Pasuk says clearly, Uvayom HaShvi Tishbos. However, regarding Mechamer, it is knowing because how do we learn out Mechamer from? The Rambam said and the Gemara says, Lo Sasek HaMalacha, Ato Vitcho Vitecho, Avdecho Vamascho Vemtecho. By Yom Tov also, the Torah says very clearly, Kol Malacha Lo Yosef Bahem. And therefore, Mechamer should be Yosef as well. There's a Mokko Mahavchim, and Lahabdil between Shri Sash Behema on Yom Tov, which is not applicable, and Mechamer, which that would be applicable. And that's why, anyway, the Gemara here asks the question, Va'alo Mechamer, because it's relevant to a person who finds himself an heir of Yom Tov in a similar situation, Misha Hechshech, even though Yom Tov is a Hechshech of Tiltol, takes his right to Beit, so it's only if the Terech Tas, has to be a Terech Hayom, some sort of a Terech. And here, we're seeming not to be a Terech Hayom, we're talking about book titles. That's not exactly a Torah Hayom. So again, this is another very complicated issue. And I'll just mention in this vein, another very fascinating topic that's also discussed by the Dolei Achronim. Here I actually found on this matter a comment of one of the great Rashi Yeshiva. The Mishnah wrote in Shabbos, and this already I have here as well, if you look on page... on page number two, and actually it goes back to page number one, but the Mishnah wrote already that there's a din, we know, we're familiar with this halacha, of Zeh Yachol, V'Zeh Yachol, two people do a halacha. The Gemara has a famous drasha, Ba'aseisa, Shnayim Shasa'u Abturin. Two people do a halacha on Shabbos, one does the Akira, one does the Anocha. It is Pater. You're not over on the Yisrael Daraisa. Pater, of course, always means Aser, Pater Abul Aser. But you're not over at Issa Daraisa. So now the question is, what would be, is this same halacha apply also if I go ahead and I harness two animals, let's say two horses, I decide to harness two horses in order to transport an item that has to be carried. And really, zeh yachol v'zeh yachol. Each one can do it individually. Do we say the same halacha of ba'aseifta applies to two animals? That if two of them carry out the item, so then there's a tour. And the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Aleph of Shabbos, in halacha tesvav, there's a Rambam that brings this din. Rambam actually is found here on the Mar Mikomos. The Rambam quotes this halacha. Take a look in the on page number 2, next to the Ramban, to the left of the Ramban. Ramban mentions this halacha. You can read it actually. So the question is, what would be with reference to two horses who carry out a malacha? Do we assume somehow that this dinner Shnayim Shasu is relevant to them? So I went actually looking, and I saw that Harav Shach Zatzal from Ponovich in his Sefer Avi Ezri, the following comment in the lower left-hand corner of page number 2, which seems to me to be right on the mark. Even though there are achronim who suggest that that's the case, he writes very clearly, Ulam Nira, Shebichlal Ein Din Zeh Atzorech Lepanim. There's no discussion. The whole item doesn't even begin. V'lo Shaykh Liv Torah B'yim HaMelocha Nesta Adei Shnei Be'emo. Sherak Ba'adam Shekol Achad Yachad Chiyubu B'zeh Atzmo, Ulam Echuyad, Ulam Echuyad, Shein Zeh Ba'asofsa. When it comes to human beings, so then we understand what the Torah tells us, Ba'asofsa, Yochid Shasa, Shnayim Shasa'u Abturim. Abu Bebehemo, Shachivu Ala Bailin. What are we talking about? As we said earlier with the Ramban, we mentioned others as well, that with reference to Shrisas Behemo, the onus is on whom I'm the owner. Ba'abalim mitzuvim al Shrisas Behemto. So therefore it says, Rav Shach, Shtayim afim ameya kechad chshivi, shu muzer al Behemto. What difference does it make? Umari in the achad or shtayim. Who cares how many animals you have doing the work? It's all on him. The same thing applies to Mechamer. Shachivu ala oda miyot Mechamer achar be'emok shenotzid maso. Shtayim hem kechad chshivu. V'akiru b'akira v'anocha. Even if let's say one animal to do the akira, and the other animal to do the anocha. Kar v'adom alomar, shav b'shnei mehem od chayot. Kigom, if the ima achat osu akira, v'ashni atase anocha, harei zikibo be'em achat, she'en chilik b'dehem od, ben achat ben shtayim, shal kolponim behem to osu alocha, yal kolponim behem shtei behem od shosu b'yachad, v'adar she'en nito mishu shnayim shosu, v'ze barur. So, I thought that perhaps this issue, whether we do apply Basosa to two animals or not, maybe it really depends on the question that we alluded to earlier. Is this halacha of Shrisas Behema subsumed under the rubric of Vayom Ashri Tishbos? Rav Shach assumes that. It's a din in the owner. So then he's correct. Meya Behema, Nidonot Kachat. There's no distinction whether one animal does the work, 100 animals do the work. It's all one act of Shvisa, namely Shitata Baalim. The owner has to rest on Shabbos. That's what the Torah says, V'ayim Ashri Tishmos, and as a consequence, L'man Yanu Ashoncha V'chamarecha, V'inav Yisrael HaMotzcha V'ager. So since it's all one act of Shvisa, there's no possibility of invoking this din of Shnayim Shasa'u, because the din of Shvisa is the din on the owner, and it's all one of the same. Masha Enke, if you assume somehow that there's a new halacha called Shvistas Behema on Shabbos, and it's not connected to Shvistas HaBailim, the Torah says, Vayom HaShvi Tishmos, that's one obligation. And then the second obligation, Leman Yanu HaShocha V'Chamarecha. As a matter of fact, maybe a slight proof to this would be that the Torah uses two different types of language. With reference to the human being, it speaks of the obligation to be shoved. With reference to the concept of an animal, the Torah says, Zaman Yanuach, Shorcha V'chamarecha V'inavish V'namoshka V'ager. So if we assume that there's a separate obligation that applies to an animal, unlike the Ramban that I quoted earlier, and unlike what the assumption of Rav Shach is, so it could be that every animal has its own obligation to rest of Shvita, And therefore, one, the Shemitah of one animal has no connection to the Shemitah of another animal. And maybe one would say that the din of Shnayim Shasur should then be applicable to an animal as well. So this, I think, would be totally on that question. Again, as I said, it would seem, Alpi Svara, that what Rav Shach says seems to be the correct kind of approach. So now, in the course of examining this matter, I wanted to just make you aware of some very fundamental elements here that are very significant. We read a Rambam earlier, the Rambam Perichof in the Halacha Aleph, the Rambam that was found here at the very beginning of our discussion on page number one. So we read that Rambam, that the Rambam commented that one is not allowed to carry, to use an animal for transport on Shabbos. The Rambam quoted the Pasuk, L'man yanu ashocha v'chamarecha. And the Rambam said, if you do so, you don't get malchus, because it's an Iser asay, la rabba mechal asay. And therefore the Rambam says, L'tikach ha-mechamech ha-behemto, and there was a masui on the animal, you have potter. And then the Rambam asks, what do you mean? There's a lav in the Torah, namely, l'ostastika melacha. And the Rambam interprets the lav, if you read carefully in Halacha Beis, you can either see it again, Shelo yachrosh bo v'chayotze v'chabisha. Rambam interprets that pasuk as referring specifically to choresh. Use the animal for the purposes of chabisha. V'ninto lav shenit ma'azor v'yisiz benzimei mokir olav. And there's a fundamental machlokes that we showed here between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of the Havana. What does the Rambam mean? And actually the Magen Mishnah also weighs in on this. And really it's a machlokes the Ramban and the Magen Mishnah, what the pshat of the Rambam is. The Magen Mishnah is found here right on page one. I'm not going to read it inside. I hope you'll perhaps, if you have a chance, you can read it. And the Ramban is found on pages that are found here, the starting from page number four, number five, number six, number seven. I'm not sure I'm going to read that either, because that would take us far afield. I'll try to summarize for you the positions of the Magen Mishnah and the Ramban in the Havon of the Rambam. The Ramban writes in the Shoresh Yudalev, that's where I xerox from the Sefer HaMitzvos of Shoresh Yudalev of the Ramban, that the Shita of Rambam is, there's no lav whatsoever for Mechamer. The Pasuk of Osata Kavulach is talking specifically about Charisha. Misha Choresh im Habeima. Someone who does plowing with his animal, that they're going to be liable for the death penalty, that's an Issa Daraisa of Choresh on Shabbos. And therefore, the Rambam says that is exactly the intent of the Pasuk. But let's say someone who's Mechamer Behotza'ah, someone who works with an animal and carries out some sort of a maso on the animal, there's no lav whatsoever. The only issue is shvisas behema. This is the position of the Rambam as interpreted by the Ramban. That's how he reads that perachof. I just mentioned a moment ago. So now we understand, according to the Ramban's understanding of the Rambam, why would the Gemara ask the question, Balo Mechamer? The Gemara could have asked, what about Shvisas Behema? The Gemara does not ask about Shvisas Behema. The Gemara asks about Mechamer. And the answer is that the reason why Mechamer is also is because of Shvisas Behema. It's Hainu Hach. The Gemara is really saying the same thing. The Gemara is indicating that that's exactly the basis for the issue. The issue is an issue of Shvisas Behema. The Ramban is not happy with this Rambam. If you want to see the actual Ramban himself, look on page number five, going over to page six. The Ramban quotes the Rambam about 7-8 lines at the bottom of the page. You can cut over Rambam b'chiburo, and he says this is a mistake. In the last line, going on to the next page, Ramban asks many kashas on this understanding of the Rambam. He quotes Gemara's that the lav of mechamer is a separate lav by itself, and therefore the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam with his understanding of the Rambam. And he assumes that this pasuk of Osasuk of Malacha, we include the Issa of Mechamer as well. And he brings many, many riots for this idea. He also adds that something which is very critical, and maybe we'll see that line in the Ramban inside, because that's really maybe the most critical line in the Ramban that one should see. So look on page number, the Ramban says there's a distinction between choresh al yidei behema, that's more chamur than mechamer. And he expresses it, look at page number 7, on the bottom of page 7, actually in the middle section where the Ramban is quoted, there's a check mark there. I put the check mark there. And the Ramban says, El shemikom mekom tzorch tan b'davar. He writes, Shari achoresh b'behemot ata u'behemtecha hu kimechamer. When a person does chavisha with an animal, what is he doing? He's going to explain, Shachavisha b'koach ha'behema hi na'asa. What is happening? The animal is essentially doing chavisha, and you're using the strength of the animal. V'nomar b'zeh, Shebnei shachoresh b'behema hu noten ala o, what do? You put a yoke on it. V'kovesh hota tachat yado, the animal is now under your aegis, as it were. U'bishuto yomeret, kol ha'mlacha, you're using the animal as an instrument. The Ramban writes this a number of times, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and also in the Chiddush Ramban on Shabbos. I'm reading right now from the Chiddush Ramban on Shabbos, but he writes the same thing in Sefer HaMitzvos, that in the case of someone who does chavisha with an animal, so there the animal is simply an instrument being wielded by the human being. It's a kli b'yad uman. And then he writes at the end of this, the last two lines, v'nodomu l'mechamer. It's not the same as mechamer. Sh'abeimah hi olechad l'nafsha, el sh'yesh lo ahit orerut ma'at min ha-mechamer. What happens in mechamer? You are goading the animal, as it were. You're sort of the navat. You're the one who's directing traffic. You're, in effect, guiding the animal. But essentially, the animal is acting on its own. So the Ramban is mechalek between choresh al-yidei behema, and that he says is much more chamur than mechamer. Your involvement in mechamer is not as intense as your involvement when you are using the animal for the purpose of threshing. So the Ramban essentially holds that, according to the Ramban, that there is no lav of mechamer. The isur is basically shvisas behema. That's an isur asay. The pasuk of Losasek and Malach is going on Choresh, the way he understands the Rambam. Choresh is not Nechamer, but Choresh is essentially Maaseh Adam. It's your action. You're the one who's doing the work, says the Ramban. The Magen Mishneh, which is found here on page number 1, in the left side of the Rambam, the Magen Mishneh disagrees with the Ramban's understanding of the Rambam. And he claims that the Rambam is also modeh to Rishonim, there's an Isra Mechamer. But when the Rambam says over here that the Lav is going on Chavisha, he just means there's no Malkus to the Lav of Mechamer. You're not going to receive any lashes because the Isra of Behemtecha includes as well, has embedded in it also a possibility of someone doing Choresh, doing an act of Chavisha of the animal. For that, there's a chiyuv nisa. You're violating nisa daraisa. One lametes malachus, and that's called a lav shenita on the azar mitzvah desdin. And therefore, that's how the Magen Mishneh understands the Rambam. That essentially, the shita of Rambam is, as I just mentioned, I'll repeat it again, that the Rambam is maskim. There's an isa of mechamer. There cannot be no isa of mechamer. Of course, he all did mechamer. But when he says that the pasuk lo sasek malacha refers to chavisha, he just means there's no malchus to the Lav Mechamer. Now, obviously, what we are discussing here is very fundamental. Namely, we have to understand what the definition of Mechamer is and what the definition of Shvisas Behema is. Shvisas Behema already, we already presented a topic earlier. What is the Geder HaDvarim of Shvisas Behema? Did the Torah say that just like a human being is supposed to rest on Shabbos, so too is an animal supposed to rest on Shabbos? Or no, the issue is the owner of the animal, the focus is really on it. And I mentioned before the Chakira, that perhaps had enough Gemina in terms of two animals doing something together, whether you apply the Ptura of Basosa to two animals, it would seem that the Torah, when it makes the statement that it made, the Torah wants L'man Yanuach Shalcha, Bachamorecha, Torah wants, the way the Rambam presents it, wants the animal to rest on Shabbos. Shabbos is closer to Bizenz, as I mentioned for the Ramban, the fact that we have Emunah, that Hashem created the world and rested on the seventh day, and he wants all Bali Chayim to also be in the state of Menucha. You're all aware of the Machlokes Beishamah Beisilel. Is there a din of Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos? Does it clearly also have to rest on Shabbos? We paskin like Beisilel that there's no din of Shvisas Kelim. But even according to Beishamah, who says that there is a din of Shvisas Kelim, that even the Kli has to rest on Shabbos, so you're not going to say that the Easter is mitzvah the Kli. Baal Korcha, the Easter is that we don't want, again, the owner of the Kli, that all of his Kelim should be operating and should be functioning, and of course he's focused on them, because then he'll be preoccupied with them. And the same issue I mentioned earlier from Rashi, and the issue we mentioned from the Ramban, that Shota Haracha Malocha, you're going to be heavily involved, at least mentally, in terms of all the functioning Kelim, the appliances that are operating in your home. But even according to Beitilel, does not hold the Shvisas Kelim, but again, one more likely would like to assume the way the Rambam presented it, the way I presented it earlier, that when an animal rests, the Easter is not so much beside the animal, beside the human being. The fact that Torah did not ask for Shvisas Kelim because that doesn't really affect us as much as perhaps it may affect an animal doing work. I don't know. This has to be explored. But there are many, many nafkaminas, and I'll give you a nafkamina that I saw quoted in the very fascinating Magen Avraham in Siman Shinhei, Sif Tet Zayin. The Magen Avraham passage is not on the page. I didn't xerox it. I only discovered it on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham passage of an animal, I mean, is lashon. In my behema me'atzma yotzo lechutz, that's if the animal on its own decides to saunter about. The animal decides to go ahead and leave one reshus and go to another reshus, and it's carrying a burden on its back. You don't have to stop the animal from carrying this matzah and going from one reshus to another reshus. And the Magen Avraham
asked you to your child, right? If your child is doing something, you stop your child.
That's exactly my next point. I'm going to get to that momentarily. Thank you, Rabbi Feinberg. You are always makdim, the truth of the makkah. Anyway, so the Magen Avraham refers to a text as the Emin Perek by Behema, mashma, that even the animal itself going on its own, sauntering around, that is usur. And it would seem that this is obviously a massive chiddush. But the assumption is that, as I said a moment ago, the Magen Avraham apparently assumes that the together are Isur, that the animal should rest. The animal has to rest on Shabbos, and therefore even if it goes out by itself, it's Isur. Now this is already, as Rabbi Feinberg Shlita mentioned, is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Lakuf Chafalef, the Gemara says, "Come Shabbat Chabot and Shomim Lo." Let's say there's a fire that breaks out, and there's a child that is in a position to put out the conflagration, to extinguish the fire. We don't listen to him. But the Gemara explains that this only refers to Kaddin, Sha'osel, the Al-Das of it. He's doing it based on what his father wants him to do, what his mother wants him to do. He's carrying out their Ratsa. If he does it, Al-Das Atmo, according to the Mandiyama that says, the Kaddin also the veil of the same bed in the Suma that free show, it would be mutter. It would be permissible. So according to the Magen Avraham, that, and this would be essentially, depending on the Rishonim that I did not discuss really at great length, that just like there's an Issa of Shvisas Beno, there's also an Issa of Shvisas Behema, there's also an Issa of Shvisas Beno. The Torah says, Mosatzika Molacha, Ata, Uvinko Vitecha. The Ramban there in the spot points out, the Ramban says that Ata, Uvinko Vitecha. So the Ramban says, Haktanim Hizirono Beshabbat Shalayasu Abonim Haktanim Melacha, Lidatenu Uvitzoneno. The way the Gemara says in the Shabbos, and Kufla Fala, that's only at our behest. They're doing what they're doing. This comes up, as you undoubtedly know, in the famous refrigerator issue, which I'm not discussing, that you left the light on. Today, many refrigerators are computerized, and as a result, there's so many computer features that are there, not just the light, there are many other elements as well. Now the question is, I forgot to take out the light, I've got to dismantle the computer features on Shabbos, what do? Can I just get a child to Kiilu? Even though I'm directing the child and my behest to do all this kind of work on Shabbos, very problematic. And but it would seem that if there's an Issur of Shvisas Beno, as Rabbi Feinberg mentioned, like Shvisas Behema, so maybe according to the Magen Avraham, the Kohen does it al das atzmo, it would also be Asur. And that would be very difficult. However, it would seem that in this matter, the chura, you have to say, al-pi-svara, that even though by an animal, there's an aseh of shvisas behema and a lav of mechaner that we learn out from losafika malacha, but it would seem that when it comes to a child, there's only the lav. However, there's no din of shvisas benoi when it comes to a cotton, because the pasuk mishpatim says very clearly, leman yanuach, doesn't say leman yanuach bincha. Doesn't mention that your child has to also undergo that kind of shvisa. There's no aseh of shvisa. It's a lav. And therefore, that's what I would say. And that's what the Ramban, as I mentioned just now, that says in Chumash that I just read. And anyway, but the analogy is a very good analogy. And that's what the Ramban quotes over here. And many of Shom say like that, that not the Gemara in Shabbos, and Kum Chapala, Kod Shemal, Chabos, and Shom Lumlo, but the Gemara says, Dapka Kod Sheosal, Basobim. Only a Kod is carrying out the wishes of his father, of his mother. Then you over the lava of Losasika Malacha Ato Vitcho Vitecha. And it would seem that the Easter is based on a lava. And if therefore, even though the Mother Avraham says that an animal does that on its own, there's an Easter Shvisas Behema, but there's no such halacha with reference to a child. There's no din of Shvisas Aben. There's only an Easter Malacha, which is founded upon the lava of Losasika Malacha Ato Vitcho Vitecha. And only if he does it, Aldas Aviv, Aldas Imo. He does it based on the behest of his father and mother, then you have an issue. That's Ke'ilu, the father is telling him to do this, the mother is telling him to do this. That's like Mechamer Babahima. But a cop who does on his own, Adas Asmo, even though the father and mother may have Hanor from it, there's no Isa. That's what I would say, Abishvara, the distinction between the case of Shrisas Behema and Shrisas Abed. Even though, now that you have raised the issue of Rabbi Feinberg, perhaps one could throw in another element here, namely Shvisas Abdo, because the Torah says, Lo Sasa Kavalacha Ato Abincha Mitecha Li Abdecha Ramosecha. And in Shemalach, actually in Simin Shin David, an Eved Kanani that I acquire, so maybe if he's still in the Gedder of a Ger Toshiv, like we have in this week's Pasha, Rashi comments it, the difference you look at there is what a Ger Toshiv is, what a 41 opinion. Adayim Lamol Batamal. He still did not undergo Mila, did not undergo Tvila, but he's in my employ. He's Mekabim upon himself, Shevitz, Menach, he's a Ger Tesha. He's allowed to do Melachas of Shabbos for himself, but not for his master. And that seems to be a Din Daraisa. That's what the Pasuk is saying. So there's also a Din of Shvisas Ha'Eved. There's also an Asay, as well as Shvisas Ha'Eved. So why don't we say that the Adam should not also be enjoined that he should not be able to do malacha d'atzmo. Maybe the Eved cannot even do work for himself. Why don't we ask that question? Let's pose that question. The Eved should also be enjoined from doing his own malacha. And maybe one could argue, no, because he's obviously a badass. He's not someone that I'm controlling. He does his own thing. He has his own indigenous seichel. And perhaps the Eved, I cannot ask him the tzorach d'atzmo. This needs even. But whatever the case is, that it would seem that poshup shot, if he's not doing it in the dot, I don't know, ancient Lisa. That's what I would say offhand. There's no Lisa whatsoever. He's independent. Anyway, the reason why I, again, just mentioned this is because of the of your comments. But I want to just point out one more matter, if I may, and that is also with reference to the Isa of Mechamer. And this also needs exploration. What is the gather of Mechamer again? Is the gather that mitzad the person that I'm doing malacha with my animal, and since the animal is helping me, so therefore the iser is based on the fact that I did a mitzvah malacha in mechamer, I'm using the animal, or do we say no? Do we say that the iser is mitzad the animal? That the Torah tells a human being, tells the Jewish people, that we should not go ahead and use the animal for the working purposes. So, as I said, what's fascinating to me is that there's a tesis actually in Shabbos, and not just a tesis in Shabbos, it's also a Rashi, and actually I cited the Rashi over here, you can actually see it, the Rashi mentions this idea, that tesis is called in Shabbos on Daf Kufcha Beis. Rashi says on page number 7, L'man yanuach shocha v'chabarecha kamitz Rashi, ten lo nayich lahatir, she'itolesh v'chel asabim in akaka, that let him go and roam around your property, and he's plucking grass. He's able to eat. Don't prevent him from doing that, because Rashi suggested, oh, Ava, maybe the person's supposed to be yach v'shena b'toch habayit, muzzle him, so he cannot do anything on Shabbos. He has to rest. They can't even pluck grass. So Rashi says, Ein zenayich al tzar. You're causing terrible tzar b'alichayim to the animal. That would not be the proper menucha that a person should give to an animal on Shabbos. So this Rashi is quoted also by Tesis in Masachah Shabbos. And there's actually a fair amount of discussion also regarding this particular Rashi, because what Rashi is suggesting, if the animal actually, if we assume when an animal acts on its own, there's no Isur, or Shvisus Be'ema, why do I need a Pasuk for that? Rashi is saying that this is Shalom the Pasuk. The Torah is telling us that don't muzzle the animal, but rather let the animal go ahead and eat. Who needs a Pasuk? There's no Isur. Why can't an animal simply go on its merry way and do that which it wants to do? It's a das atma. So it could be that maybe the pasuk is needed where I am mamid the animal, I'm mechubal karka, and maybe I'm happy that the animal is doing what it's doing. But again, as I said, the issue goes back to what is the nature of mechamer, almost the same issue that we raised regarding Shrisus Be'ema, the same chakir can be raised regarding the chakir. I just want to end by commenting a very fundamental yesod that the Ramban really lays down, and I heard from Rav Soloveitchik when he said Pshat this Ramban in Parshas Yisroel, on the pasuk that I mentioned earlier, Azachos Yom HaShabbos Nikatsha. When the Torah mentions so the Rabban says, well, we mentioned, it's related to the human being, to the owner of this animal. The Rabban continues, what does that mean? So the Rabban thought that the Rabban was bothered by the following kasha. When the Torah says, lo sasek ha-malacha, and I mentioned a moment ago, maybe he refers to an Eved who belongs to a Jew. There's an Issa Daraisa here almost suggesting of Amir al-Akum, because he's coming to Israel. He's owned by a Jew. And so too, Bincha Mitecha, the Rav said that that's how the Ramban clearly interprets it, and the Gemara. There's an Issa where he does Al-Das Ovid the Imam, where he carries out the wishes of his father or his mother. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. However, those cases are talking about where the malach is being done by a human being, whether he's a cotton, whether he's an Eved, whether he's not completely Jewish, partially Jewish, you can call it a malacha. And the malach is mitzuref to the owner of the animal or to the other of the Eved. But the question is, the Rav asked, what is the Torah saying? Well, satzaka malacha, even reference to whom? To an animal. Ma kesher ben behem ala malacha. The term malacha, offhand, refers to work that's done by a sentient, functional human being. Why does the Torah use that terminology with reference to an animal? So the Ramban is mechadish, said Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, that the gedder of the Isur is not the Isur b'toras malacha, but rather, the gedder of the Isur is a corollary of Zochas v'Moshav Zekatcha, namely, that's what the Torah means. And the Ramban is very mistaber, as we mentioned just a moment ago, the Rashi and text in Shabbos on Kufkov days, the quotes from the Chilta, you're allowed to let an animal go ahead and be tolish asabim min amukhubar ula achlam. The animal can go by its merry way and pull out grass and eat them, because the Isa Shvisas Behema is Dafka Abura Balim. But there's no problem mitzah, the fact that the animal is Eisek Zimalacha. The Easter is Dafka mitzah Abalim Shalotei Machshav Tu'olah. That's the intention of the Ramban, and that's really, you have to read the Ramban very carefully. So, We've attempted to explore some fundamental issues relating to both Shvisas Behema and the issue of Mechamer, but Hayotzin called Vareinu that Shabbos, which of course, as the Torah describes it, they actually sing it in the Zmiros of Shabbos, Shabbos Hayom Lashem. One of the distinctions between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kayadua, that the Kedusha of Yom Tov is based on our imposing the Kedusha upon Yom Tov. If we don't observe Yom Tov, so then Yom Tov is lacking in Kedusha. Yisrael v'kachinu v'zmanim. Mashenkein, Shabbos is kavua v'kaima. Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos is already established by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem v'kadosh HaShabbos. Shabbos Hayom Hashem. It belongs exclusively to the realm of Hashem Yisbarach. And that should be our entire focus on Shabbos, to be Masiach Das from our weekly endeavor, our weekly enterprises, and to be focused solely on Hashem Yisbarach for that entire 24-hour period. That is the intent, kanireh, of both Shvisas Behema, Uvayom HaShvi'i Tishmos, and that's the intent of Mechamer. And the Pasuk says, V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. The distinction between Yom Tov and Shabbos is really readily apparent. And this is something that we have to work very hard. We have to try our best to cultivate a total Hesech Hadas from that which we do in the course of the week. I'll advise that we should, especially during this Corona period, which unfortunately came upon us and tragically came upon us, but it did have a number of very significant lessons that one could derive. When one is in a position where one can't really go out to the extent that one would like to, one is somehow somewhat quarantined, gives us more of a chance to focus on Shabbos, to focus on davening, to focus on doing chesed, doing things that are really the ideal that we should try our best to do. Halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the keches that we can do this without Corona. Corona should go away quickly. And the entire world should once again be able to lachzor la-shigra, to go back to its normal daily functioning. But hopefully we will have acquired this yesod of being Masiach Das on Shabbos for the rest of the week and devoting Shabbos to be Kadosh Hashem Elokecha, the way the Ramban described in Pasuk Yisro, of being involved in davening the most beautiful way, connecting to Hashem, learning Torah, listening to Shiurim. Halavai, we should then be Zoche, Liyom Shekula Shabbos and Menucha, L'chai Yolom. Shikach, thank you very much.
And Rabbi David, halavai, we should all come around your dining room table. B'karo b'yameinu.
Amen. Amen. That would be appreciated, similar to Birchas Kohanim, ponim al ponim. It's far, much greater, Madrega. Vayu einecha ros es merecha. I see you now on the screen, but I don't think it's the same thing. Api alocha ayin is not the same thing, according to my understanding of things. I see my Rabbein, Baruch Hashem, all in front of me. Thank you very much for your kindness, your chesed. But I will hopefully, the Chazi Hashem, she be zechah to see you in person, panim upon him, and once again, re-engage in the same yedidus and chavirut that Baruch Hashem was zechah to have and should continue to have for many years to come.
Amen.
Thank you. Shavua tov.
Shavua tov.